It's Monday the 22nd of June 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. Throughout the month of June, I'm participating in the Audiomo Challenge, an activity for podcasters and audio bloggers where we challenge ourselves to share a piece of audio every day for the 30 days of June. I'm using this as an excuse to give the backstory or a bit more detail about a photo that I post each day, because I'm also participating in a 365 project, a photo a day project throughout 2015. So it seemed to make sense to marry them together, and I'm getting the opportunity to tell a few of my stories, share a little bit about myself by talking about the photos that I take each day. So today, my photo shows a medical operation that had to take place at home. We were getting ready for bed, both kids, my 7-year-old daughter and my 5-year-old son, were getting ready for bed. They're always tired on a Monday because they have school, and then after school my son does Lego club, so he's at school for an extra hour playing Lego. And then after that, both kids have their swimming lesson, which is half an hour in the pool. And it was particularly tiring today because it was their pajama party. And this is something that Puddle Ducks, the swimming lessons that my kids go to, who I heartily recommend, by the way, they're fabulous. My kids have been going for years. But one of the things that Puddle Ducks do, every term, one of the lessons is conducted in pajamas. And that's for a very simple life-saving reason, in that many kids drown each year when they can swim. And it's because even if you can swim in a swimming costume, if you fall into water fully clothed, it feels different. And your clothes will feel heavier, you have to work harder to move yourself through the water. And there are kids who can swim perfectly well, who fall into water fully clothed and are unable to save themselves. So that's one of the reasons that Puddle Ducks think it's really important that kids swim in clothes. And the closest they get to that is pyjamas. So once a term, the kids turn up in their pyjamas and they do a standard swimming lesson with an emphasis on life-saving skills in their pyjamas. So both my kids know what it feels like to swim in clothes. As they get more advanced, they will actually bring shoes into the equation as well. At the moment, the level that my kids are at, my son wears short-sleeved pyjamas and shorts, and my daughter has reached a stage where she's expected to wear long-sleeved pyjamas and full-length trousers. I think in the next class up, when my daughter gets there, she's expected to wear plimsolls or light shoes as well. So it's one of the things that I love about Puddle Ducks. They really emphasise the life-saving skills, and it's really important to me. So anyway, both kids were tired because that was an extra tiring swimming lesson. And we were getting ready for bed, we were doing teeth and face, and my son complained of pain in his thumb. And when I looked at it, I could see that he'd got a very obvious splinter in his thumb. So we had to... I had a quick go at getting it out. He had one last week, which I felt quite proud of myself for removing, because it is usually my husband's job to remove the splinters. But I had already got one out for my son, so I gave it a quick go. But this one was quite bedded in and needed a bit more poking and prodding, and he was getting a little distressed. So I called in reinforcements, called my husband in, and we ended up all in our bedroom because John was sitting in front of the big window where there was lots of light, so that he could see what he was doing. And it ended up with all four of us involved in this operation. My husband was trying to get the splinter out, causing as little pain as possible. And my daughter was being a very sweet little nurse and came and put her arm around her brother and comforted him and tried to keep him calm. And I was dashing around, finding plasters and antiseptic and tweezers and all the stuff that we needed. So it was a big old family effort, but I came back into the bedroom after being out on one of my little missions to find something. And there were the three members of my family all kind of cuddled around on the chair trying to sort my son out. And it was just cute, and I thought, I'll just capture that moment of my husband and my daughter both looking after my son and getting him sorted out. So that's what the photo shows. My husband in action, my daughter comforting my son. My son being okay, he got a little bit upset. It did hurt. We did have to do a little bit of digging to get the splinter out, but we got it out in the end. And I managed to cheer him up by finding him a plaster to put on it with aliens on it. That made him happy. So it was all worked out well in the end, and that is my chosen photo for today. So that's my AudioMo entry for day 22. Thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you again very soon. Bye for now.